Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Veteran actor and comedian Orson Bean has died after he was reportedly struck by two vehicles in Venice, California over the weekend. According to Los Angeles Police Department Captain Brian Wendling, a pedestrian attempting to cross the street had been clipped by a passing car, knocking him down on the road. Although witnesses tried to warn the driver of another oncoming vehicle to slow down, the second car struck Bean, afflicting him with fatal injuries. Officers did not identify the pedestrian by name, but a friend of Bean's who was present when the accident happened confirmed that Bean was the victim of the accident. And perhaps the most horrific part is that Bean's wife was also reportedly witness to the scene. Of his many film and television credits, the one that perhaps he was most known for was his starring role of Lauren Bray on Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. Again, Orson Bean, gone at the age of 91. While most of Hollywood brought their significant others with them to last night's 92nd Annual Academy Awards, there were a few who made it date night with mom or dad. Keanu Reeves brought his mom, costume designer Patricia Taylor, along as his date, and Laura Dern brought her mom, Diane Ladd, and her kids as her date. The show brought plenty of surprises, including a performance from Eminem, immediately following an on-screen montage of songs that defined a film and films that defined a song. Eminem popped up from his secret stage door and performed Lose Yourself, his multi-platinum hit from 8 Mile. As for the awards themselves, Elton John took home his first Oscar for Best Original Song for I'm Gonna Love Me Again, which appeared in Rocket Man. Laura Dern won Best Supporting Actress for Marriage Story. Toy Story 4 won Best Animated Feature Film. Brad Pitt won his first Oscar, believe it or not, for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. He landed Best Supporting Actor for his role. The big ones went to Joaquin Phoenix, who won Best Actor in a Lead Role for Joker, Renee Zellweger, who won Best Actress in a Lead Role for Judy, and the big one, Best Picture, went to Parasite, which neither my wife nor myself saw coming. I picked Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and once again, I was wrong. Speaking of movies, it was a disappointing weekend for Margot Robbie and the rest of the crew from Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of Harley Quinn. The film opened to a much smaller than expected box office number that lands it title of the worst opening ever for a DC Extended Universe film. The movie pulled in $33.2 million in the United States for its opening weekend, which is the lowest ever for DC's recent film universe. It did, however, manage to land the number one spot at the box office over the weekend. Bad Boys for Life slipped one spot to land in second with $12.5 million. 1917 slipped one spot as well and landed in third with $9 million. Doolittle came in fourth with $6.6 million. And Jumanji, The Next Level, remained in fifth place with $5.5 million. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street and Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.